You're listening to The Dollop. This is a bi-weekly American history podcast. Each week, I, Nissan Juke driver, Labrador owner.
Nobody should be bragging about the Juke.
Master.
Master.
Of baseball statistics.
Oh, my God.
Dave Anthony reads a story from American history to a gentleman he has met.
Named Gareth Reynolds, who has no idea what the topic is going to be about. Congrats on the Juke.
You've really fallen. I mean, we used to have like a friendship status situation.
Yeah, look, I noticed it's subtle that I've been downgraded, but whatever's going on, I don't know.
Okay, you figure okay with that?
I have a lot of issues with what you say at the beginning of the show. I'm on record.
You should.
Labrador owner, master of baseball statistics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are all good things.
I'm not saying they're not good things. Are they things you are?
You know what? This is why you're getting downgraded.
Okay. Well, I ask questions. That's my duty here.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Have we started the show?
I guess.
Okay.
God, you want to hit a dude?
I'll do one bump.
People say this is funny?
Not Gary Gareth.
Dave, okay.
Someone or something is tickling people.
Is it for fun?
And this is not going to become the tickling podcast.
Okay.
You are Queen Fakey of Made Up Town.
All hail Queen Shit of Liesville.
A bunch of religious virgins go to mingle.
And do what?
Pray.
Hi, Gary.
No.
Nicely done, my friend.
No.
Do you want to introduce anybody?
Well, we have sitting in. We're in the All Things Comedy Studio because it's hotter than hell in the places where we normally record our
Your
podcast.
Apartment.
My apartment. The devil actually walked by me this morning and said, "I'm going to take a shower. You cool?"
Really, how hot is it in your apartment, do you think? Have you measured it?
I've not measured it. I don't have. Unlike you, my father never gave me like barometric readers.
Oh, you should get one of those for the wall.
So, yeah.
They're great.
No, it's not 106. Not in my apartment. My mother is in town, and she came down to the All Things Comedy Studio to watch one or two of these dollops that we do.
Yeah.
That I've read about and heard about a lot online.
In the Nissan
mother,
Juke
would you like
handbook.
To just say hello into the microphone, mother? Come on.
Hello.
There we are.
Oh, it's an accent.
Oh yeah, it's an accent. It's say one more thing. How hot is it in my apartment?
I think it's probably about 106.
She is not a master of statistics
either.
Yeah,
but she came right in with it like a legit number. Like, she didn't go, like, over 100.
She's inflating.
She nailed it.
She's inflating.
You know what? I've been in your apartment after a sunny day, and it's that hot. And it's the middle of the day right now. It is peak hot time for an apartment. It's 106 in there.
Look, I can't keep microwavable popcorn. Let's just say that.
That's bad.
It's not good.
How's the seal that lives in there? Seals usually have to have a lot of water on them.
Yeah. No, we hose him down. I have a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's able to hose whichever side he's on. The guy's nickname is Jose the Hoser.
Is Jose just laying around like?
No, he's
eagle?
Building. No, he's building a fortress.
Does he stay near the air conditioner unit?
No, but in his defense, it's really, you know, it's almost like throwing a snowball into a fire.
Poor guy.
Anyway,
do you like Jose? He's not a good cat, right?
Go on. You got to say it on the mic if you're going to respond, Mother. She's not in the union.
She's enjoying coffee.
She's not in the
union. I think
he's
a lovely cat. I love him. He's huge.
All right. That's enough, Mom. That's enough. Sit down, please. Sit down, please. All right. I'm going to tag Mom out real quick. She's getting tagged out real quick. Okay? We don't need to, pardon the pun, feed the rumors.
Oh, God. She really hit the U.
Yeah. She hit it hard. She hit it hard.
Totally, totally reasonable.
That's
totally
almost
reasonable.
A Finn walking in with Gary moment. We just can't have people in our lives on the show, otherwise things go bad for me.
We're brought to you in part by Policy Genius. Look, if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Life insurance, it gives you peace of mind. So if something happens to you, your loved ones, they're going to have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage, loans, education, just everything, daily expenses. And usually life insurance gets more expensive as you age. So start a policy soon rather than, you know, waiting on it. So look, head over to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself And in just a few minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need, and then you compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And they work for you. So Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. So you can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. They don't add on extra fees. They don't sell your info to third parties. So head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. We are brought to you in part by Zen Business. Look, a lot of people right now, the great resignation is on. They're like, they're out of their jobs. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want more control over my life. I want a better life. I don't want a boss man telling me what to do. And so a lot of people are starting their own business. Zen Business is very, very helpful. They got an all-in-one platform. It guides you as a new entrepreneur through all the stuff you have to go through to get it going, an LLC or whatever you're going to set up. Got a super easy pricing structure. Starts as low as $49. And then look, they're not going to hit you with a bunch of hidden fees. It's all very straightforward. What they say is what it is. They have a very fast and simple business formation for LLC and other business structures. Worry-free compliance and annual filings. So you can stay in good standing with the state. You can secure an employee ID number so you can open a bank account, hire employees, protect your personal, all that stuff. I wish I had had Zen Business when I started my business. It would have freed up all that time I spent on paperwork and all that stuff so I could have just focused on the business. So look, Zen Business has helped hundreds of thousands of people get their business off the ground by guiding them every step of the way and making it easier to launch a successful business. Get started today for as low as $49 at zenbusiness.com/dollop. That's zenbusiness.com/dollop.
1562.
Interesting. Okay.
92. Damn it.
Well, that changes everything for me. I was in 1562 mode.
It's like a totally different generation.
Oh, different. Yeah. That's when they moved right again.
Charles Chauncey was born at Yardlebury, Hertfordshire, England.
Mum, so is it, what is it?
Hertfordshire?
How do you say it?
It's actually Hertfordshire.
Hertfordshire.
Okay. He went to Westminster School and then... Westminster School at Trinity College.
Okay.
Where he...
Are they religious?
You know what? It says at Trinity College, so I would imagine that's
sounds like maybe that has something to do with
it. Holy Trinity, you know what that
that's means. What it is. The three.
So there he graduated and became a lecturer in Greek.
Okay.
Which is just
was there was there a big circuit for that at the time?
He knew, no, I doubt it, but he knew a lot of languages as a guy who really collected them at some point.
Right. I mean, that just tells you how starved they are for entertainment when they're like, we're going to go down to the hall and watch this man speak Greek.
Feta.
Oh, I love feta. I love his feta bits.
Gyro.
Oh, he's lost me again. I don't like his new stuff. He's gone commercial.
Chauncey left the position to become a pastor at Marston St. Lawrence, Northamptonshire.
Oh, Mum's giving the thumbs up.
Yeah, I got the thumbs up. From 1633 until 1637, and then he was a vicar at Ware.
Are you asking me? I don't know. You're the one telling me.
W-A-R-E, Ware.
Oh, Ware. Okay.
Yeah, I'm nailing. Approval. I'm nailing. Okay. I'm getting a lot of thumbs up.
Okay.
But this should happen a lot more.
Yeah, this would be a good...
Building my confidence.
A good, yeah. Mum, you can write your trips off. We'll make it a job for
after
you.
The bear.
Yeah.
Bear.
We'll get into that. I love you, okay? We love each other. I don't want to fight.
Chauncey was drawn to Puritan ideas. You know all about Puritans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'll do a refresher course.
Good people. No, I figured... mean, well, Puritans, weren't they, isn't that what the pilgrims were?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were Puritans.
But what did they believe in?
Oh, Jesus. Well, I mean, I don't know. Pure beliefs?
So they
separatists.
So they were religious reformers.
Okay. So they had notes.
So King Henry VIII basically tossed the Catholic Church out. He's like, "All right, enough with you guys.
Right.
I'm doing my own business."
Is that a quote?
Transformed? No. Okay. I mean, I've taken some liberties. He transformed the Church of Rome into a state Church of England.
Okay.
So he's got his own business happening there.
Right.
He's killing it. Your mom loves it.
Yeah, look at her. She's loving it. She's getting emotional.
But the Church of England kept a lot of the old Roman Catholic ways.
Okay.
So the Puritans thought the Church of England should go further and kick that stuff to the curb.
Okay, so the Puritans.
There's a lot of ceremonial stuff that they kept and stuff like that. And they're like, we don't need that in our new Church of England.
Right, okay.
Let's lose it.
All right, so they're like Coke Zero.
They're a lot like Coke Zero.
Okay, all right.
Of people.
I was baptized in the Church of England, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
Yes, I was.
Oh,
look at that.
Check you out.
And I still don't know what it is, so that didn't work.
This one should make you angry.
Okay.
The name Puritans was a term of contempt given to the movement by its enemies.
Oh, it's bastards, Mum.
So when you...
They won't leave us alone, Mum!
There you go. Yeah. Go ahead.
Mum! I'm living, Mummy!
I don't remember what
Wash now. Oh, that's right. My cousin, when he got baptized, they pulled him out of the water, and he looked to my grandmother, and he goes, Nan, I've had to wash! You either have to speak on microphone or you can't talk, Mummy, yeah.
And how old was the...
I think you were about probably two.
Yeah.
And then your grandfather had to take the two of you out because you were being so naughty. You'd had your wash.
You had your wash. Yeah. That's about right.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
The Jesus water didn't work. No, we were still being naughty.
They're like, these ones are not for the
They're naughty. Throw them in the dumpster. These two are naughty.
I've had to wash.
Well, into the 16th century, a lot of priests were not really literate and usually really poor.
Okay.
They often were employed by more than one parish at a time to get by.
So okay,
to pay
so
the
they
bills,
were,
they're like double
took
churching.
Took a second job.
Double churching, I think it's called.
Oh, it is called. They're DC.
You can triple church.
Church. I'm working a triple today. I mean, I am just, I don't know. I'm out of God to talk about. I really am. I can't read. I mean, what am I talking about? I haven't read anything. Talk about vamping. I got nothing. I'm doing the same shit in these three churches.
Yeah.
Same material. Little crowd work
like,
if I can.
What's your main first sermon on?
I mean, you know, the whole theme is, God will kill you if you don't believe in him. You know, you got to believe in him, repent for your sins, you know, join the church, this
like
sort
hacky,
of stuff.
Feel like a hacky.
I mean, the same stuff I've been doing for 20 years.
Yeah, so
you know,
hacky.
I don't even like the shit anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Puritans are right.
Yeah.
So employment by more than one parish was common, and the resulting nomadic lifestyle of priests, along with their immunity to some laws, led to a lot of anti-clerical hostility.
Okay.
So people are not down with the priest situation.
Okay.
And this helped lead to their isolation from the spiritual needs of the people. So they're not giving the people what they need. Like what
so
you
what
just
are they
did,
doing? They're just...
Well, they're just making a buck. Like, it's a guy with a job.
So they're just hustlers?
I don't know if they're hustlers, but some of them, you know, back then, some guys would be like, hey, this would be a good way to get by.
Okay.
And they were, or even earlier than that, like, there were dudes like, this might be a good way to have a young boy lover and make a bunch of cash. Like, it's just gone a bunch of different ways.
Okay, sure.
We can get into...
I don't
want
to hear anymore.
We can get an SCC at some point if you want to.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Queen Mary had dissenting clergymen executed, and others went into exile. But the Puritan movement keeps growing, right?
Right, okay.
Some Puritans wanted a Presbyterian form of church organization. Others... started to claim autonomy for individual congregations.
Okay,
so that's
so
not good when they're like, we're rolling with our own church. No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like what you like franchise a McDonald's and you're just like, it's called Clark's Burgers. No. You're McDonald's.
No,
I took it in a new direction.
Clark's.
Yeah, you guys didn't have it right.
So that's obviously been out there for the time. And others wanted to remain within the national church and fight for change.
Okay.
So those are the guys who were like, we're going to stay in the party and fix this business.
Okay.
As they got stronger, their opponents said they were hair splitters who followed their Bibles as guides to daily life.
Hair splitters?
So they're like, you're a little too...
A little
worried about shit that doesn't matter. You're
right.
Getting involved.
Right.
Just
the people
relax and be a little more spiritual,
right,
bro.
So their point is that these people are too by the book that they can't read, basically.
By the book, but also, yeah, like, really, like, just everything shouldn't matter that much.
Right, okay. Gotcha.
Like the way we are.
Sure.
They were also called ridiculous hypocrites who lived one way while cheating their neighbors, whom they called inadequate Christians.
Okay.
So they're, like, being judgmental, but at the same time, they're, like, I guess...
And that used to happen in religion.
Boning down, I think that's the term.
That would happen in religion. where somebody would sort of be saying that others should live by a code that they weren't to profit.
It used to be like that.
It's so weird when you turn the pages of this book of history back and see the phases.
Times were just so
weird. Like it took us a while to get that out of there.
Yeah, it's, hypocrisy's gone now.
Okay.
Religion is
okay.
I mean,
I'm going to try to relate to this era.
Everybody lives a lot like Jesus now.
Right. Yep.
Keeps growing.
Yep.
And started making inroads in the professional class.
Okay.
So now you're getting money into it, right? So dudes with influence.
Okay. Right? A little Scientology-ish.
Now, Chauncey had some ideas that were radical for the times.
Now,
so he's a professional class, right? He's a lecturer at a university.
It's strange. Radical for the radical times
not
is
a good
really,
thing to hear.
Really radical.
Not a good thing to hear.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I mean, that is like you walk in an asylum and they're like, that guy's crazy.
Yeah. He was known to argue over small points.
He didn't like, he had
he liked to argue.
Okay.
Over little things.
Okay. Love those people.
Those are the best people. Did his refusal to observe the classical, I don't know how to say this word.
Huh?
I wish I went to, I did go to Catholic school for.
What is the word?
No, it's not Catholic. No. It's ecclesiastic.
Ecclesiastic?
Ecclesiastical.
Okay.
I should have gone to church.
Yeah.
Regulation.
You should have gotten a wash.
Archbishop Laud. So he's not like there's an archbishop that's like, so I'm running the show here. And he's like, no, you're not.
Nah.
No.
No, that's Chauncey's job now, mate. Stuart. Unfortunately, you're not in charge anymore, are you? Because Chauncey's here, isn't he? Yeah, nah, get your fucking book, get out of here. It's Chauncey time, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, hit it.
Yeah, that's right. Play the music. You say hit it, right? Yeah. Play the music. Yeah, play the Chauncey beat, man. Yeah, come on.
So he was brought before the Court of High Commission in 1629.
Chauncey was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can't say, you know, you're not listening to the archbishop.
Right.
It's the archbishop.
Right.
You can't be like, yeah, you're the guy I don't listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
So he there in front of the High Commission, he recanted his position. But he was livid that he'd even been brought to heel in front of the church authorities.
Oh, things, the whole system's out of order.
Not
it's
how
Chauncey.
I work. It's not how Chauncey does it. Is it now?
Chauncey, no.
So he's a troublemaker.
Okay.
There was also a lot of debate over how often and when churches should offer communion.
How often and when? Okay, yeah. I'm excited to hear what the schedule problems were.
There were people who were super into day communion, and Chauncey was into night communion.
Okay.
Which makes it different, because if it hits midnight, then it's a different day, so it's a whole, everyone's like, what are you talking about? You can't have night communion. Cause
is there not an option where you have night communion and you don't step on midnight? It feels like night is a long stretch of time where you could find some night.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe
okay,
can go
so
long.
It's just the option was start at 11:40 or not at all.
Maybe you can't get the wafers or whatever, or there's no wine. People are pushing time.
Wafer guy's giving me the runaround again.
Jerry's late.
Jerry.
And Larry's like, I don't know if I can do this.
Oh, it's always Larry.
There's a whole...
Yeah, okay.
So you can imagine how much fighting there's over the communion. Obviously.
Sure. Well, it is in the spirit of what Jesus would have wanted.
Jesus was all about do this shit at the right
big
time.
Big wall calendar guy. Oh, big wall calendar
and broken
guy.
Broken into time
oh,
blocks.
And we're like,
not just dates.
No,
he
these
had,
are
like, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
These are actual, these are big sort of stone calendars.
Yeah, giant calendars.
Yeah.
So in 1634, he was brought before the court again for resisting the placement of a rail surrounding the communion table.
Against a rail?
They wanted to put up a rail around the communion table.
And someone had beef with it.
And he was like, no, you're not doing that.
Nah, I don't like the rail.
Yeah, nah. Now, Chauncey's not into the rail.
Nah, look.
Take the rail out.
Looks like a VIP area. No. Communion's for everyone. And by the way, tell the bishop he's on notice. Chauncey's here. Can't believe I'm back in bloody court again.
So this time,
he's brought before him again.
High order, or whatever it is.
Right.
And this time they put him in prison for a little while.
Okay, all right.
You don't fuck around with the communion rail.
Sure, no, that's big. Yeah.
And obviously he's furious again.
Right.
So after the second run-in, a fellow clergyman wrote in a letter, Mr. Chauncey mends like a sour ale in summer.
Mends like a sour ale in summer. So he's not good.
Yeah, I think he...
There's a lot of negative...
I think it's saying, well, there's a sour ale and it's not getting better, right?
Right. So it's in the summer.
He casts.
You keep it in my apartment, you're screwed.
Yeah. It's just poor Jose.
Yeah.
He held a fast on Wednesday last, which I guess you're also not supposed to do. You don't go fasting on Wednesday.
You're eating. Listen to us. You will eat. Nah.
No. Not on Wednesday.
Nah. Don't eat Wednesdays.
No. It's not right, mate.
Might have a bit of Body of Christ later if you'll let me. Nah.
Maybe I would eat if there was a fucking rail right here. Yeah?
Gotta figure out how to get past the rail. What's the in? Under? Over? Through?
Fuck you.
There's no answer. George is confused. I'm gonna murder the bishop!
Let me continue the letter. And he with another preached some 6 or 8 hours. So he's preaching on Wednesday. He's fasting.
Right.
Doing just crazy
just
shit.
Doing a lot of new stuff.
What I'm hearing now is just madness.
Right.
The whole tribe of Gad flocked thither.
Sorry?
Yep.
Okay.
Some 80 from Northampton, the Lord say, with his lady, honored them with their presence.
Sorry.
I don't know what that means at all, but I put it in there because
can you do it one more time?
People did not talk well. The whole tribe of Gad flocked thither. So I'm assuming a bunch of people
came here.
And maybe Gad was supposed to be God, but somehow got
Gad. I love Gad.
Some 80 from Northampton, so there's a distance.
Sure.
They came here.
Right. 60 miles.
The Lord say. So 60 miles they came, says
the
Lord.
The Lord said, okay.
With his,
I saw them.
With his lady.
With his lady, that's easy.
And honored them with their presence.
Okay, so what happened?
So I think he preached and a bunch of people came.
Okay, easier to say it that way.
Yep, yeah, you can really cut shit down.
Yeah, for a guy, yeah.
The communion railing was not his only disagreement. He was perhaps best known for his stand on baptism.
Oh, no. He was against washes?
Oh, boy.
He's against a wash?
He did not think the ceremony should just be sprinkling holy water over a person.
Drown him.
But instead, total immersion in water.
This is so crazy.
Even for infants.
Oh, no. You got to dunk him, otherwise God doesn't like it, does he? Bishop's got it backwards, hasn't he? Sprinkle. You're not going to get in heaven with a sprinkle. Got to have a full dunk, haven't you? Give the child the washer, dryer, washer, dryer.
It's why it's called dunking a baby.
Yeah, that's why.
Right?
Yeah. Look, I talked to God, and he said very clearly he wants a dunking.
E-O-D-B.
He wants a dunking baby.
Not everyone's on board with the dunking of babies.
Okay.
With Chauncey gaining a following for his positions, the church is apparently planning once again to confront him, this time over the baptism nonsense.
Okay.
When he decided it was best to leave England for America.
He
formally recanted in February 1637 and fled to America, arriving in Plymouth in 1638.
Yeah, Plymouth Rock hit me.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Where are all my crazies at?
Chauncey's in town, looking for a bit of fun.
He ministered there.
Yeah, I murdered the bishop back home, yeah. Chauncey did, yeah. Yeah, you've probably heard of Chauncey, haven't you? Yeah, they put a rail around the communion. Not all right with me. Not okay.
I thought you were going to do your signature. Chauncey's here. Isn't that your phrase?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. No, I was against the railing, I was. You know, I said, I looked him after I shot the bishop. Yeah, that's right, I had a gun. I shot him, you know, I said, Chauncey's here. Yeah. I didn't even have to say here because all the people knew the rest. I said, Chauncey. They said, here. And I said, is, you know.
So he ministers in Plymouth for 3 years.
Okay.
And during that whole time, he was basically having... He's having the same fight over baptism.
Okay. No! Dunk him! Dunk him!
Turns out the Plymouth people were even less down with the dunking of babies because it's New England and it's cold.
Right, right.
So that's like it's like an ice baby.
Well, yeah, you're essentially saying, I mean...
I want you to die for God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in any dunkings, it's going to be freezing water.
Yeah. So during his time at Plymouth, Chauncey got into heated debates with the religious and secular leaders of the colony over baptism.
Wow.
Chauncey taught that the only baptism was by full immersion, and that was the only one that was valid, while the separatist elders taught that sprinkling water over the body was just as valid.
This is quite a debate. I mean, this
really
is.
Really
the...
got into shit. This is what
Sprinkle
happens.
Sprinkle v. dunking.
before TV, before podcasts,
right,
before newspapers, and you just scream it about how much water to put on a baby.
Right, yeah. I'm sure God really cares.
He did. This was his big,
yeah. Again,
one.
I mean, the God, like, if you have that argument, aren't you essentially saying this creature who you believe lives in the sky is just obsessed with minutiae?
He is. He's totally
is just sitting
minutia.
Up there all day like, they're sprinkling?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I won't be able to let any of them up here. Yeah, Chauncey, but tell them! Dunkings!
This is exactly how I think it happened.
Okay.
The religious leaders of the Plymouth Colony held public debates to convince Chauncey...
What my friend who thinks dunking is appropriate is missing is how much sprinkle water you're wasting in one single dunk. And who's paying for that? The taxpayer.
Well, yep.
Uh-huh.
You nailed it. So they're trying to convince him to change his views and not, you know, kill babies with cold water.
Sure.
Chauncey would still not change his views. So the pilgrim leaders wrote to congregations in Boston and New Haven asking for their views.
Okay.
So
on the
they're
sprinkle
like,
dunk.
Let's get everybody on board. And maybe, Chauncey, why don't we find out what other people think?
Well, don't like it.
No, let's just try and see what everyone else thinks. Boston, New Haven, the other guys close by. We'll see what they think.
Yeah.
Why don't I get some other opinions?
Yeah, maybe I'll pay him a visit and ask the question in person.
No, 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 no.
And when
no.
I walk in, I'll say, Chauncey's, eh?
All the congregations wrote back that both forms of baptism were valid.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So
there's
you
no rules?
Sprinkle. No, but they're basically saying, yeah, go for the sprinkles. It's fine.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, you so don't have to kill a baby.
Right. But dunking is also acceptable.
Yeah, but that means in the summer you can dunk when it's not.
I think that's a fair compromise. Summer
right?
dunks, winter sprinkles.
Yeah. So everyone is on board. Sprinkling is fine. Still, Chauncey refused to change.
Nah, they're wrong too.
Now
you gotta dunk.
You're all fucking wrong.
You gotta dunk.
Finally, he was dismissed from his position at Plymouth because, quote, because of his, quote, advocacy for the baptism of infants by immersion caused dissatisfaction.
Okay.
So they're very nice.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
From what I've heard.
So he's off to a new job.
Okay. What?
This time to Scituate.
Sure.
Is that a place?
No.
Scituate? You're not going to know. You're from England. I think it's Scituate. I think it's my
sure.
wife's from Massachusetts. I think it's Scituate.
Sure, Scituate.
A church member, of course, it's not going to be.
No.
A church member wrote.
Scituate. Ah, Dave's an idiot, dude.
A church member wrote about it in a letter to England. Quote, Mr. Chauncey and the church at Plymouth are to part. At a day of fast, he openly professed he did as verily believe the truth of his opinions as that there was a God in heaven, and that he was settled in it as the earth was upon the center.
Okay.
So he's like doubling down.
So
he's like, this is the word of God, and, right. and I'm as convinced as the earth has a middle part.
He is the leader of a cult who sees the FBI closing in, and he's like, everyone must blow me and give me your money.
He's
dig me holes.
But he's the only guy of the cult.
Right, that's true. That is the difference in the Chauncey cult.
Keep going. I profess how it is possible to keep peace with a man so adventurous who will vent what he list and maintain what he vents. It's beyond all the skills I have to conceive.
Wow.
So he's calling Chauncey a fucking crazy asshole.
Yeah, and that he can't deal with anymore.
Yeah. But Chauncey would not stop trying to explain the righteousness of his opinions. He published a pamphlet, The Doctrine of the Sacrament with the Right Use Thereof, in which he kept on with his baby dunking.
More pro-baby dunking.
Right.
He's really not letting it go.
No, write it down.
Right, okay.
Write it down. In Scituate, Chauncey found a more welcoming community, or at least one that tolerated his theories on baptism.
Well, he probably had toned it down. He probably like started smaller now that he'd had a couple runs of going big all the way. So
maybe.
He probably maybe rolled in.
Or is this a smaller
selling.
Town with not a lot of babies coming?
I think you, if you're him, you're doing feeler conversations. No, I like that too. Yeah, you know, I've always liked sports, been athletic.
Yeah.
Some people are saying you can only sprinkle, you know, a baby for baptism.
Yeah,
I feel like you should dunk him. You know
what?
You ever dunk a baby?
No,
for God,
don't.
Yeah.
Fucking dunk a baby.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I have to kill this one. It's Chauncey's here.
Chauncey's what?
Huh? Oh, you're still here, hey, mate? Yeah, yeah. No, I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah?
No, it's good talking to you, mate.
Yeah.
I'll kill this guy because Chauncey's here.
What?
Well, will you, can no, I get a little room, that... please? Can I get a little... I have to put a rail between us. What is it?
So, he's been in Scituate for a year now.
Okay.
And then he has the chance to practice what he preaches.
Chancy.
Yeah. When he publicly baptized his own twin sons.
Oh, no.
By full immersion.
No, the boys are getting dunked?
Yeah.
This sounds like ours a lot, eh, Mom?
The plan backfired when one of his sons passed out to being dunked due to being dunked in the cold water.
Oh my God!
Yeah, so that passed so one, out slash died died-ish.
Is he well? Died-ish is nice, I guess. Sure. Oh man! And did he go?
I don't know
one at a time, or did he go double dunk?
I bet he double dunked.
He double dunked.
I bet he did. I mean, what would you do? I think
I well, if I had ultimate faith in the fact that
if
dunking
you're twins,
was,
maybe do one at a time.
I think I would go one at a time I just bet. To see if it works.
All right, it's probably one at a time.
Because then you see the first one, you're like, we'll do him tomorrow. We'll do the other one tomorrow. We're going to come back tomorrow and do this one.
So Massachusetts Governor John Winthrop recorded in his journal in 1642, quote, Mr. Chauncey of Scituate persevered in his opinion of dipping during baptism and practiced dipping accordingly, first upon two of his own, which, being in very cold weather, one of them swooned away.
Swooned?
Which I looked up, it means passed out.
Okay.
Totally passed out.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
But that just makes me wonder how long he tossed that baby under the water.
Yeah. That's well, it's also a baby.
Yeah. The mother of a child who was supposed to be baptized at the same event...
Something came up. I just realized that something has come up.
Oh, I have to go look at me pears.
Oh, God, I know what it was. I didn't shut the door. I have to go shut the door. I will be right back and we will put her in the water.
Leave the baby.
No, no, no. She's got to come too because the keys to the door are in her... Let me finish. Are in her cloth area, but only she knows where in there they are. So I have to take her too.
You take her, right?
Yeah.
That's a devil baby.
Oh, well, we'll just go shut the door. I can't wait to dunk her. Devil That's going to be fun to dunk her and have her dunked. Yeah.
You walk.
All right. Excuse me, guys. Excuse me, coming through. Pardon.
Devil
excuse
baby me. Coming
excuse
through.
Me. Run, 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 run.
Look at him.
Run, run.
Look for the horns. Run. So she wouldn't let it happen. And she went to take her baby from Chauncey. And according to Governor Winthrop, quote, near pulled him into the water.
Okay. So Chauncey.
So they're fighting over a baby in the fucking water.
Right.
I assume a cold river.
Yeah, they're and I assume...
she's fighting with a priest over her own baby in the water.
Okay. You've said it.
After that, Chauncey agreed to give the mother a letter that allowed her to take her baby to Boston and have it baptized through the less traumatic ceremony of sprinkling water. So he gave in on that baby.
Because
I think they fought so much and it got so weird.
Because it was a controversial baby.
It gets weird if you're fighting over a baby.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, that one.
No. Talk to the Lord. He said, this one can be sprinkled. But all the others must be dunked.
Chauncey was also loudly outspoken and against the halfway doctrine, which was a policy adopted in many Puritan churches that allowed children of non-baptized members to be baptized and accepted into the church.
Children of non-baptized members to be baptized in the church. Yeah, so you're just looking for numbers.
So they're looking for numbers, and he's saying, fuck that, they're not real.
Right, because the parents haven't been...
But then that also creates a situation where no one can then get baptized because... Unless
because
you marry into
extent,
it, but
right.
It's all fucked up. I mean, I guess.
Well, yeah, but the truth is, yeah, but you could, what, I think, like, I mean, you I guess, trace it. No, but if you trace it back far enough, someone's parents weren't baptized.
Right.
So then, like, your great-great-great-grandparents weren't baptized. Yeah. Well, then your great-great-grandparents and your great-grandparents and your grandparents and your parents and yours, null and void.
I didn't know you knew math.
Oh, I do a lot of math.
So, obviously, it allowed the church to have greater numbers and political influence, but people like Chauncey thought it allowed non-believers into the church. Because, obviously, people are insane. Chauncey had a bunch of offers now to return to England.
Okay.
So, people are like, he's killing it over there! He's killing it! Get him back! Did you hear what he did with the babies? Dude is legit.
Yeah, okay. And what did he do with the babies?
He dunked him and almost killed one of his.
And that's it.
Let's get him back.
Is that it?
That's, yeah. I mean, you know, I think he wrote that thing
so
also.
He gets one guest star and now he's going on tour.
But he also wrote that pamphlet thing.
Oh,
so
I forgot about the great pamphlet.
He is a smart guy.
Sure, no.
He does know a bunch of languages.
Sure. Yeah. The language of murder, English.
Murder.
So, but just as he was about to go, take one offer and go back and head back across the Atlantic, he got a great opportunity. Harvard College president Henry Dunster was forced to resign because he came out in favor of baptism for adults only.
Oh, boy.
So let's just say this is a different time.
I really was like this guy. I couldn't think that there would be another weird angle for someone to take on baptism. But then the one guy is just like, sprinkling or dunking doesn't matter. It's an age thing.
It's really... Some Puritans argued that infants were
I believe it's a height restriction.
We're not...
Anyone under this cannot be tized.
They have a little... like a.
It's like
a
the Six Flags thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's Yosemite Sam's hand.
I'm a dwarf!
No, well, you're not allowed in heaven, okay?
Some Puritans argued that infants were not capable of being baptized because they, as innocents, could not have had a religious experience that called them to accept the church.
How it is, I mean, that is, like, this is all crazy, but that is true.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
actually true. We actually hit on something, and we were like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying that a person has self-will, right?
Yeah, to that somebody chooses. Yeah.
You should choose.
But in a lot of, like, I mean, a lot of religions, but in, like Baptist religions, at, like, 4 or 5 years old, you make a deal with God, and it's, like, a ceremony.
Really?
Where you, like, you're supposed to... You basically sign a deal saying that your life will be devoted to God, but the way it's presented to you is in a way where it's, like, you don't have to sign this, but if you do, everyone celebrates and you get presents. So it's your call. And then you're
presents.
Like, okay, and everyone's like, I'm so proud of you for coming to the pressure
here's
that we put
toys.
You under. Here's your Tonka.
If you don't sign it, you don't get any presents.
Yeah, and you feel weird. So then you sign it, and then when you're like 15, people are like, well, it's a shame you signed that contract with God, huh? Like, I was 4 and a half.
That is a little weird.
Just a little.
So the Harvard College president is basically asked to leave Harvard because of he came
his
out.
His controversial
he came
view
out
on
for
it.
Baptism,
yeah. He's an ageist.
Baptizing just
He's
adults.
An ageist.
Then a Reverend Chauncey. Charles Chauncey was offered the position as president of Harvard.
And this is one of those, this is basically what happens in politics too, which is where someone does something that you don't like and the swing is so far in the other direction. This guy's just in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
He's like, we should be baptizing all babies.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not the age thing. It's crazy enough to work.
So there's one stipulation to him being president of Harvard.
Can I guess?
He would have to shut the fuck up about about his controversial views on Puritan beliefs and focus on running the college.
I.e., no more dunking shit.
Now, in 1654, now in his 60s, Chauncey the crazy minister became Chauncey the academic bureaucrat and the second president of Harvard.
Oh, wow.
He held the job of president and did well at it for more than 15 years at a growing Harvard college. The only controversy that happened was when he...
With Duncan graduates.
When he insisted he should get a salary bump. He got an annual salary of £100, most of it paid in goods. It wasn't much considering Chauncey had a wife, 8 children, and 3 servants.
Jesus.
Despite many appeals to the colonial legislature.
He was probably out there trying to baptize more of them to have less mouths to feed.
Or just, I just.
Oh, we lost 4 more today. Who wants pancakes?
I'd be like, hey, how about a buck of baptism?
Huh? What you what, say, huh?
A buck of bee?
Yeah. Come on.
I'll dunk your baby.
Let's go. Hey, toss
no, you know what? I'll sprinkle him.
Bail the bucket. Toss him this way. Duncan, next. Duncan.
He never got a raise.
Okay.
Under Chauncey, about 7 students would graduate a year, so shit was, he's
so
killing it.
So he was
it.
Doing well.
Killing it.
Right.
Throughout his career as president, Chauncey acquired a reputation for being, quote, a most incomparable scholar. So he was actually a really smart dude.
Right. He just had a...
When he set aside the fucking crazy.
All the crazy things he thought that yeah. God wanted him to do.
When he let go of the little things. And
see,
maybe...
I think the dunking thing is one of those things where you say it and you just make a deal with yourself that you'll never back down from saying yeah. it. And then no matter what anyone says, you're still just sticking to your stupid guns because
yeah.
20
he's,
years
he's
ago.
He's an arguer and he yeah. said a thing and he's like, ah, that's what I believe.
I've only lost 1 son. That's one. I've dunked 8.
Two. shit. This one I dropped. Well, I dropped little Bobby in the pond.
All right, look.
He went under.
Total in.
Couldn't find him. Came up with a turtle.
Complete number. Not 12 the same. Have died. 12 have same. Died.
But again, I've said this to my wife many times.
My wife was also dead from dunking.
A turtle is, I agree, is not. Turtle's not also a dead boy, from dunking. But that's what we've got, and we sent him to school.
Religion's a good thing.
Yeah, this story, if it tells you anything, it's that religion is a calming influence in turbulent times.
Don't question it.
Yeah.
Because God hates questioning.
Yes.
He doesn't mind a little sprinkle.
Right.
But he hates a dunking.
We sign babies.
That's right. Dunk 'em.